Extreme PC UK.
Why hello everybody and welcome to Extreme PC UK, episode 173. I'm your host Nick, also known as Extreme PC UK everywhere, and today it's a full house, even though you can see four of us on here. Trev is actually on here as well, but he's not very well, so we've hidden his face. How are you lot, all right?
All good.
Fine. Yeah.
Good, good. Trev, you realise at the last minute I just hid your camera.
That's all right. No one's been introduced yet.
Oh, you are there. You are there. Didn't know if I just kicked him out completely then.
No.
You're still there. You're still there. How is everybody? What's been going on? Anything exciting?
This is Grey Gamer 25, by the way, if you didn't know already.
Yeah.
We didn't do any intros.
No one's done the intro. I did my intro. It's been so long that we've done a podcast that everyone's forgot what to do.
You just came out and said, how are you guys? Instead of like, you know, and today on the show is.
It has been some time since we did a podcast. And I'm very sorry, everybody. The podcast isn't going anywhere. It's just been back-to-back things happening. And we've had to like just cancel the podcast last minute. Or been working or been somewhere else in the country or been really late or really run down. Now Trev's ill. But yeah, the podcast isn't going anywhere. It's just been one of them things, sadly. I know I came back and said, oh, we're going to be doing more podcasts. We're going to get them all good and all that. We will try and keep them every week as we can. But obviously, it's quite hard sometimes to get them out. So I'm sorry for anyone that's been waiting and then one just didn't turn up. But apart from that, everybody's healthy and fine, yes?
You have to work. I see all the cash coming out of your hat, you know.
Tucking it all in the back. So it'll tuck behind my beard. Yeah, the thing is, like, you know, I generally don't have a proper job, so I do my work with whatever I'm doing. I do the computer stuff. I do other bits as well, you know. You got to, these day and age, you know, if you don't want to work for somebody else, you got to go to work when you get to work, you know. So it's as simple as that. Right. But we still love playing computer games, and we're going to be talking a lot about Scum today because we've all been into that apart from Ross and Hans, because they're useless. But for the rest of us, we've all been playing good games. But we'll talk about that in a little while. Let's get into the podcast. I believe the first one I want to say is anyone that wants to get into our Discord, just go to extremepcuk.co.uk. If you like the community or you like the podcast, you can do a Discord sub there, which I really do appreciate anyone that does that. They're very small subs and they really do help. Apart from that, let's get into talking about the biggest bit of news because I know Trev is only here for one reason.
Well, yeah, so it's Hans, my lovely sidekick Hans is here to help me out with this one. By the way, just to say, you can catch Gray at Gray's Green Room for the Entertainment Podcast and myself and Gray on the Trekway on All Good YouTube and platforms, the podcasting platforms.
On all YouTube platforms.
YouTube platforms, yeah. The tubes, all the tubes. We're not biased, all the tubes. Yeah, we're talking about NVIDIA new cards.
We do a lot of plugging like this and like this, to which no one else is doing, but at least I am.
Ross normally does that. Look.
I'm chilly today. That's why I'm wearing a jumper. And also my other two Extreme PC tops are in the wash at the moment.
He does live up north, people. He lives up north where it's cold.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm in Florida. It's very expensive now, so we can't heat our rooms anymore. So,
So everyone's freezing. I've got so many computers in this room. I'm sweating. I've got a T-shirt on.
I'm in Florida, so it's always hot. So T-shirts are that's it.
Yeah, at least you don't have the issues we have.
Yeah.
At least you don't have hurricanes like we get.
Do you know what? It's like we've all come on. It's been so long since we've done a podcast. We're all just talking over each other. The intro's not gone proper. It's like we have to have retraining. We have to do retraining for us all.
That's just normal. That's just normal, man.
NVIDIA goodness.
I say something, you all say something together.
Let's go.
Right, let's get into it. Anyway, the first thing we want to talk about, like we're saying, Trev and Hans are both here. They're not happy. They're never happy anyway, to be fair.
Grumpy.
So who wants to, Trev, do you want to start it off? Or Hans, do you want to start it off?
I think I know why Hans is really pissed off. And I'm curious to hear why. But for me, they've done their usual and they brought out new cards. They're 4000 series cards and they brought out a 4080. Two of them, kinda, and a 4090 that are not only huge, the 4090s, the the third party cards. They're absolutely almost the size of PlayStation 5s, and the costs are astronomical. But if I'm right in saying hands, the fact that they advertise two 4080s, but when you look at the specs of them, it's not only the VRAM that's different, it's actually the CUDA core count and the specs in general. They're taking a piss. One of them should be a 4070.
Yeah, they are two completely different cards.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. I mean, the 4080 12 gigabyte should be actually the 4070. Actually, if you do the math a little bit, it goes more to like a 4060 Ti, but we'll wait for the benchmarks on that one. 3060 Ti, sorry.
65 Ti.
Yeah, 65 Ti.
They'll bring that out soon.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't surprise me if they bring something like that, because what they've done now is like marketing 101. NVIDIA has actually made it possible to market a $1,600, I mean, that's dollar then, it's going to be like 2,000 over here, make it seem like a bargain. Like, see, like, that's the best option. I mean, quality marketing right there. I mean, come on, the 4090. It's a good card, right? It's fast, it got everything you want. It's like 60 to 70% faster in rasterization games over the 3090 Ti. So there's no complaints there. But then you look at the price.
Yeah, I've got the prices here, guys.
Hold on, before you say the price. So, I was on a Discord a couple of days ago, and someone went, do you know what, the price ain't that bad. The 4090 is £999, but then I heard someone got it wrong.
Yeah, that's completely wrong.
it's £1,679.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then
That's the starting price. It'll go
up. It's the MSRP of the Founders Edition.
We're getting a lot of, I don't know if you lot are getting it, but from hands, from your mic, we're getting a lot of like really weird sounds. Are you lot getting that? Or is it just me?
No, just do.
No idea.
let me preface it by saying, remember when NVIDIA started talking about the cards just before they came out? They were going like, well, you know, there won't be any like wild pricing anymore. Things will be more or less back to normal. It'll be like MSRP kind of pricing. And they're all saying all this crap. And I'm sitting there going like, right, we believe you. Sure. And
it is the new normal, Gray. I mean, sorry to say, but.
Yeah.
But I warned you all about this before. Do you remember the conversation we had a few podcasts back? And I said, what they're doing is they are doing it as a test to see if they can make it the new norm. I remember when you was buying your Titans and you were like, man, they're £1,000 each. And we was like, wow, that's so expensive when normal cards are 600. Yeah? It was like the normal top-end gaming card was 600 and the limited edition Titan was 1,000. Now, they've now ramped this up by inflating the prices so much that they've made it like they've brought the prices down to 1,600 quid. So when everybody was mining and doing that and these cards were over COVID were really hard to get, it went up to near three and a half grand for a card because it was so hard to get. Right. And what they've done is they've used that price to now go, 1,600 quid, that's much cheaper. That's like half the price. The new norm is £1,600. So on every single card they bring out, they're getting that much £600 profit over the last stuff through what they say inflation.
Nick, none of this is new, mate. See the 4090, right. The top unofficial Titan card. None of that surprises me at all now. It's more what they're doing with the 4080. The fact that there's two price points there, they're calling them both 4080s, the 12 and the 16 gig edition.
Yep.
But they're like 2,000 CUDA cores of performance between them and the VRAM, and they're both calling them 4080s.
How much VRAM's on each one?
So the 4080 12 gig, that's £950. And then the 4080 16 gig, that's £1,269, but there's 2,000 CUDA cores and boost clock difference.
So I can't remember. The 12
gigabyte is a completely different die. It's a completely different SKU. It's a completely different card.
Yeah, but I can't.
It shouldn't be.
So I had a conversation recently with somebody. They want me to build them a computer, and they're like, "Oh, I'm getting a 4090 because it's over double and a half more power than the 3080."
If you use DLSS 3.0.
Yeah.
That's the caveat in there.
Oh, I didn't get that part of it.
And the thing is, the DLSS 3.0 at the moment is only exclusive to the 40 series cards, right?
Well, do you know what? I turned on the other day DLSS, whatever it is, I can't say it, I keep muddling it up. I don't know why I can't say that. It just comes out like funny. I turned it on and I actually didn't like what it did to my game.
It depends
on the game.
This was in Scum.
Yeah.
Did you lot turn it on in Scum?
It's brilliant on Scum, mate. That's not good in Rust for me. It's the exact same on or off, but in Scum, it did help me. It just depends on the game.
Yeah, but so what happened with me is I like to go in and you can put it on like average graphics high or you can put it on Epic, can't you? So what I do is I put it on Epic and then I go to custom and then I put everything up to the max because it doesn't actually put everything on Epic even when you put it on the highest. So when you put it on Epic, it doesn't go everything to Epic. I mean, it does the sum of them. And so I had that and then I switched that on. Now, when I switched that on, I seemed to found the graphics looked a lot worse. Frames were higher, but my frames were already high. So it made my game look grainy and horrible.
It really depends on the game because also maybe in Scum are there different types of DLSS you can take, like performance, ultra performance.
You got balance. In the
I turned it off. I turned it off, put everything back on max. But then again, do you know what? Some games I find when I put a lot of the higher end graphics on and some of the higher end settings, which are for higher cards, I do find I prefer going back to some of the lower settings because I don't like, you know, when it sort of like blends all the lines and it blends in like sharp corners and stuff like that. And it tries to make them look softer. Film grain. I don't like that. I like my game when it's crisp, when it looks very focused and crisp everywhere. I try and always turn off depth of field and stuff like that. Cause I don't like when it blurs the background. And do you know what I mean? So I go for it manually. I found out with Scum, I turned it off. I thought, nah, not for me.
Never have a DLSS.
Scum really need DLSS.
It does. It's a very high demanding game. Like,
is it?
Nick, don't put DLSS on max performance. I would never do that. I would put it on like quality or middle of the ground.
So I had it on quality.
But quality and balanced most of the time should be okay. The troubles mostly start with ultra performance and performance modes, and you get like this weird artifacting, ghosting, and again, depends on the game, of course. I can't speak for Scum, but I know in Cyberpunk, when I turn it onto ultra performance, I get this weird flickering, smearing all over, especially in combination with HDR.
Comic Clown saying it's rubbish as well in game. In
Flight Simulator.
Oh, Comic, the reason it's rubbish you for maybe you're using 1080p, and while it will upscale, it's got more work to do going from 1080p to whatever resolution your monitor may have. I don't know what you play at, so it's a balancing act, really. Who's buying a 4000 series card, though? That's what we want to know. Who's buying one?
I want to get...
It's probably going to be sold out day one. Pretty sure.
I say I want to get a 30 series card because now they're going to be dirt cheap and it's going to be a two generation.
You want to buy my one?
Do you think they're going to be dirt cheap? Don't bet on it.
You can get a 3080 Ti for £930. That's £120 cheaper than it used to be. That is a bargain, mate. You won't get a 3080, but you'll get a 3090 or a 3080 Ti. They're in stock on the Nvidia website, Founder Editions now.
Yeah, but
I'm waiting for the Boxing Day sales before I grab anything.
Also, they're keeping the 30 series around, eh? They're not discontinuing the line just yet.
The 3080 has not been back on sale since it first went out of stock, not on Nvidia's website.
Yeah.
So
I've got a question.
I can actually walk into a store now and buy a 3080 if I want to, at least over here.
You can, but for Ross, he needs to be careful. If you wait to January, they're such good deals because they've knocked the price off them because they're trying to get rid of stock, Ross, that if you wait to Boxing Day, you might have to sell your kidney now instead of waiting to Boxing Day to sell it.
I wish I could buy one right now, but unfortunately that is not the case. That's why I'm waiting.
I know. Pennies.
It's all going to depend what's going to happen.
You lot just keep talking over each other constantly. What's wrong with you?
That was like three people talking over each other at the same time. Sorry, Gray, what are you saying?
I said you can go on eBay if you go to a reliable one with high feedback. I bought Nvidia cards on eBay before they were perfect.
Never buy a secondhand card, mate. Come on, cryptocurrency.
I bought a secondhand 1080.
No, that's right. Who's told you that? That's bollocks. You can buy a secondhand card, but the first thing you do is you take the cooler off it and you repaste it because the paste, if it's been crypto mined, the paste will be all hard, and you just take the paste off, redo it, it'll be fine.
And eBay has a guarantee, so if something's
3 months.
True.
3 months.
Yeah, that's why no one sells nothing on eBay, because you can use the card for 2 months. Don't tell Trev this, because this is what he'll start doing.
Yes. You can see, you can't see me now, but I'm rubbing my hands.
But yeah, how many of you are going to buy a 4080 or 4090?
Never.
I was on the edge.
I can't. Have you, not only are they massive, especially the third-party ones, the 4090, you have to speak to the bank manager for a small loan. And on top of that, you need a new case, power supply, everything. Because it takes up to 600 watts, the 4090. So you need almost new everything. It's just a complete overhaul.
And you need a new PSU because it ain't got enough power cables on it.
Yeah, you need different power cables for the Founders Edition.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about it. Gone.
You're buying one.
Well, I got something maybe I can ask you.
Thank you, Zombie, for that Prime sub. Appreciate it, man. Hope you're well, dude.
Because PC gaming, it is our hobby, right? Do you guys feel that with the new pricing model that they are pricing out like the lower end consumer and the middle end consumer?
I don't think they care. I think they know how many people want to buy this stuff.
Care, but don't you think that they are pricing them out?
Well, get to that hand in the next article.
Lower end for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say just now. It just came back to me. So what a lot of people, and I used to do this myself, I don't do it anymore, but this is what I used to do. You go to the shop and you buy a mobile phone, don't you? And you get your mobile phone over 2 years or 18 months or whatever, and you pay monthly for your mobile phone. Now, what I used to do is, when, say, the 4090 comes out, is buy it on tick, pay whatever it is a month over 2 years, and then what I'd do is I'd pay that over 2 years. When the payment finishes in 2 years, you've skipped one card, another card's come out, so it wouldn't be the 40, it'd be the 6090, say. And then what you do is, as a little cash boost, I would carry on paying my 50 quid a month or whatever it is. Then when a new card comes out the second year in a row, my card, as soon as it's paid off, I'd go and buy the next one and I'd sell my card because it'd still be worth about 600 quid, 600 quid in my pocket, and then take out the next one.
Is that still possible in the UK? Because over here, you just can't do that.
You can do that in any shop over here. Everything's on tick over here.
Yeah, you can't do that here. It's you can't get consumer credit here. It's literally...
Really?
Not allowed.
You lot aren't giving each other enough time to talk.
The mobile phone, though, what's good about that, at least over here, I don't know about over there, whatever the payments are, there's no interest or anything added on to it. Tax, yes, but no other interest. So you pay it over the course of the 2 years and you pay nothing extra.
You do here.
That's I know, not here, it's just a tax. But that's something that they do because they want you to get in the latest phone and stay with them for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Because if you leave after a year, then they want all the rest of the money up front right away.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. And over here, they'll charge you like 15-20%. The one way you can do it, if you want to do it quicker, is they will do a thing where it's you take it now and you pay later. So what happens is they give you the card. You've got 12 months to pay it off. So if you pay it off in that 12 months in full, so you get the 2 grand or the 1500 quid or whatever, and you pay it off in the first year, like in, not installments, in one lump sum. So you save it up, you pay it off. You don't pay any interest at all. If it goes over the year, they slap you with like 50% interest and you pay it over like 4 years.
There's a lot of credit cards that do that now.
Yeah.
Man.
So what you do is you find out the right time to sell it, make a profit, and then go back and get another one.
The thing is, though, also in this economic climate, buying a 600-watt card. I know we used to say we don't care about power draws and all stuff, but electricity has become so expensive over here that you have to take it into account now.
It's become so expensive that Gray sold his crypto mining machine.
Nah, it's cheaper in Florida.
I gave it to the grandkids, so that was a little better. But yeah, PlayStation it doesn't really pay to mine anymore. It used to pay. I used to make a few bucks. It was okay. But then it just went to hell. And I just, all right, that's it. I'm done.
Question, from Comic. He said, I don't think PC gamers ever had a low-end market. Most of the market is console gaming. It has had a low-end market, but I sort of see it. This is the way I see it is you've got adults that buy what they want, and they will build a PC. And then you've got under 18s. I wouldn't say kids. I'd say teenagers, which are always on the low end. So I don't think they fit into the average PC gamer market. It's like below £500. It's always a crappy old computer that's never good enough to run what they want. You know, and that's why they have consoles and cheap computers. And I reckon it goes by 18 years upwards are going into the PC market where they're looking for decent cards and stuff like that, and they have jobs. And then it's the people under that are always with like a really crappy computer. It's been a hand-me-down. Like, Gray, what the computer you just gave to your grandson?
Actually, that turned out to be pretty good. I paid $1,900 for a 3070 gaming computer.
Yeah, but it's got an AMD chip in it, isn't it?
No. Intel chip and a 3070.
And Ross just done a little frown there, so I'm assuming he's got one in his as well.
Yeah, don't forget, I still have an AMD rent at some point for this chip, so but not now.
I was going to say, I just got very lucky because as soon as I bought that computer, everything just took off. So I just got very, very lucky.
Nice.
Right. Let's move on. Have you got something to say, Ross? Were you saying something?
I was going to say AMD chips have just came out with a new series and stuff like that. And I was going to say the reason I had a frown is because AMD at the moment, they're the best chips for like low-end people who want to have like integrated graphics and stuff like that. Because
people or aliens?
People, anyone. Because integrated graphics is actually quite good now to the point where you can actually run off some normal games on integrated graphics, whereas back in the day, you'd be lucky to run a potato simulator on them bad boys.
Yeah. Now, you can get away with it now. It was about a year ago, last gen, you got to the point where you could be running like Fortnite or these sort of games, you know, Apex on low settings, and it would still work. You'd still be all right with it, you know? So, right, let's move on. So that's the 4080s and 4090s, 90 cards. These lot ain't happy. Things are only going to get worse. The world's coming to an end. How long we got left? Who knows? Lots of nukes being spoken about. So we just don't know. Things could be worse.
I could
be vaporized.
Yeah, cool. That's a realistic future, maybe.
I know, I'm in Heathrow. Heathrow's the first place on the map to get vaporized, apparently.
I'm near the NATO headquarters here, so it's also not very safe.
Gray, I think you've got a bit of news. We might as well get through your bit of news, and then we'll get into talking about Scum, which is we're going to talk quite a lot about Scum.
My bit of news was just to drop in the fact that the Intel's ARX A770 is coming out. And it's they're jumping to the they're jumping to the GPU field. So I just thought I'd mention that it's out there, but I am hearing that it's okay.
The drivers are very wonky, but the hardware is actually pretty fine.
Was this their graphics card you're talking about?
Yeah, this is their very first release. Yep.
Yeah. So when we was at Insomnia, they had one of these on show in a case on the Intel stand. I haven't done a lot of research on it. I haven't been told a lot about it. And I've been really busy, as you all know. So I haven't been keeping up with you. You lot probably know more about the tech in the new graphics cards and stuff, but this card, I believe, is mid range.
The good thing about this is that since they start at 329, if like we're talking about before the lower end market, this might be the card that would be able to power a low end computer and look decent.
Yeah.
So and at least it's the first foray they're doing into the field. So maybe this is the start of something.
Yeah, maybe they're
the first iteration also from those cards. And apparently the cards themselves are pretty good, actually. But the drivers are really bad at the moment. And
that's kind of be expected.
You've got to realize this is something new. And they're putting it out and they're dipping their toe in the water, you know. It's only going to be a matter of time. And this is Intel. This isn't like some third-party company. This is Intel where, you know, if they want to put money on it, they'll put money into it. So we don't know. Is it a marketing like strategy they've got just to get it out and see how it goes? Is it to scare the shit out of Nvidia? Who knows?
my understanding of the Intel chips are they're starting from the bottom and working their way up. So they started up with their bottom chips. They're now on their mid-range chips, and at some point in the future, they'll come out with their top-range ones. Their A770 at the moment is trying to match RTX 3060. It actually beats it in some instances. But the caveat is, as long, you know, it's their first thing out, so Hans has got a point. The drivers are a bit dodgy. Plus, if you have under an Intel 10th gen or AMD 3000 chip, they won't work properly. They'll work, but you'll get massive sacrifices. So bear that in mind.
And apparently there's also a DirectX 12 problem at the moment, but I'm not sure that's fixed or not. A few reviewers put it in there, others didn't. So I don't know.
I want to see what in a year from now what how it is, because in a year from now you'll be able to tell what's going on.
Yeah. Just 1 second. Cider Bob, it's good to see you back in, dude. Thank you for that sub. Really do appreciate it. I hope you're well, mate. Yep, we haven't seen you in a Discord for ages. Where have you been?
Where did you go? He's been busy. Where have you been? He's going to start hitting us up with questions now.
To be fair, I haven't been around much, so I need to get back in as well. And as soon as I do, everything will go back to normal. Just been very busy. Right, let's move on. We've got to talk about this. I want to hear lots of questions. I want to hear people's views. I want to see what people think about this game. Now, Comic, he got to the point where I think he was about to top himself. He was like, I don't know what game to play, man. There's no games to play. Nothing new's coming out. What are we going to do, Nick? And we're just sitting on there. And I'm just playing the computer on my own, just playing random games. And Comic, I can hear him on the other end of Discord flicking through his library going, should we play that? Oh, nah. Should we play that? Nah. And for weeks, he was going to me, we need to find a game. Like, anyway, I said, what about Scum? He said, that might have had an update. Let's have a look at it. So we had a look at Scum, and the only thing I can say about Scum is the last time we played it, we get mullered up. We went into random servers, we got totally mullered by loads of people. We found loads of random guns, we kept getting killed. We didn't really know a lot about the game. We were just playing it, and we played it for a little while and we left. Anyway, this time we came back. They've done loads of major updates. We got back onto it when they'd just done the aeroplane update. So you've got a whole massive map. Now, imagine DayZ back in the day. If you like DayZ back in the day, this is like DayZ back in the day, but a million times better. With scoreboards and number counts, head counts, points. You've got planes, cars. You've got motorbikes. You've got big base building. You've got locks to put on windows and doors. You've got like walls you can build. You know, you've got a map.
Pretty good graphics.
Yeah, the graphics are amazing. And you've got maps with loads of places of interest on there that you can just go around and do stuff. Now, we played it for a couple of days on a test server, me and Comic on our own, and we was like, this is pretty good, you know. We're running around. It gave us that feel of adventure and, like, being out in the wilderness and actual surviving on berries and stuff. So what we did is we invested into our own server. So we've now got a Scum server. If you type in Extreme PC UK, you can get straight onto our server. It's 24 hours. It holds up to 20 people at a time. And when it hits 20, it's only had about 17 max at the moment. The minute it hits 20, we'll put the server to 30. When it hits 30, we'll move the server to 40. It's a community-owned server. So what we do is everybody that plays the game, you can actually have teams. So you can be like, right, I'm going to get onto Scum. I'm going to build my own little squad. And the way it works, which is pretty cool, is, and we've changed the numbers, so I'm not going to be exact on the numbers, but if you are playing on your own and you've got only so many points, because you get ranks by your playing, you could start off by having, say, 5 people in your team, and you can promote people to come in your team and give them different ranks. If you get to like the 5th rank, it will give you 10 people in your team and then 15 people in your team. So the more you play the game, the more people you can invite into your team and squad. Now, you can go onto the map, build a massive base, and we've built a massive, massive base by the airport. Shouldn't have told everyone that, but I'm going to anyway. Bring it if you want to fight us. We are armed to the teeth, I'll have you know. And basically, we've all taken over houses in this one town. We put a massive fence all the way around the town. We've got our own garages. We've all the locks on our doors. We've got our own cars and vehicles in our garages. And what we've been doing is, up until now, is Sneak's like, I'll fight you. You're in our area.
He'll waste us. He's been teaching
He'll
us.
He'll waste us. Yeah, just tell him to step outside and look at his well. See how wasted that is, because I've been drinking all your water every day.
I know, we've all been going there. Good thing the water keeps on replenishing.
He just said, stop using my well.
Cheers, mate.
I was over there yesterday. I took about 20 bottles over there. I filled them all up at his well, brought them all back. He comes on and is like, well, why is my water, my well's dry? But yeah, so we've been playing, looting up, because you have to go out into all these random areas. There's zombies all over the map. We've turned off the mechs to make it easier so that we get more fights. We've put a lot more vehicles on the server. We're going to put a lot more boats on the server because we want to make it so people all across the map can be very accessible to moving in and out of all different areas. And then we're going to start wars with people. Now, what it does is when you get a squad, your squad has points. So say us four here, we're in a squad. What it does is it uses all of our points for staying alive. So you get points for staying alive, you get points for killing people. And I'm on about 900 points at the moment. It ranks everyone that's played on that server. Yeah? Now, what we can do is we can see other squads, and it ranks squads individually. So we're Extreme PC UK. If there was another squad, like there's one called Crazy Rabbits or something, that squad, we can see where they're, what they're doing by going up and down. If you die, you then have to pay points to come back alive to into your base or to come back in a square. But the game's absolutely mad. We've had some really, really funny things happen. So the other day, and I will let some of you speak in a minute. I know I'm just rabbiting on like without breathing. But I really do like this game. So we had about, I don't know, we had about six of us. And we were like, let's go over and see if we can find anyone. Anyway, we go to this army base. We're looting the army base. We go into the woods. We see two people. So I'm like, should we kill them? Let's go after them. So we start going after them. They're texting in the chat. There's two people over there. We can see you. What are you doing here? And we're like, oh, we're just coming to loot. You all right? Like, we're trying to be friendly or whatever. Anyway, we follow them into the woods, and they've got a massive base in there. So we go in there, and then I goes to Gray, bring a landmine with you. Anyway, we go to this. We saw this base, and I was like, look, there's people in there right now. What we do is we come back tomorrow. We break in, and we rob all their gear. Because their base was only half finished, but their doors were locked on their houses, but they had fences all the way around. So the next day, I think it was the next day. Was it the next day?
Yeah, the next day.
And we came back, we was on, like, let's go there and attack them. So three of us go over, me, Comic, and Grey, with armed to the teeth. We got this landmine and that. Anyway, we walk up to these houses to look through the windows and try and blow their doors up to get in. It's a bit like Rust. And as I'm walking past, I can see through the crack in their window, there's a guy in there just moving around like this, like left and right. I'm like, boys, the guy's in there. He's inside his house. He knows we're here. I'm like, great. Put your landmine outside his front door.
I go up there and just drop it down there and then move away.
Yeah, he goes up there, drops it outside. The guy opens the door to look out and he just blows up, blows into smithereens, yeah.
How is that possible, Nick? Have they not got a flag?
Yeah, like they've got a flag.
I thought you couldn't put anything down or anything like that if you put a flag.
We took their flag too at one point.
Yeah, no, you can still build somewhere with that flag. I don't know how it works because all of us have got our own areas as well and we're all overlapping. I don't know how it works with that flag. I think it might be because it's the same flag as ours. I'm not entirely sure. There's a lot to learn about that. But anyway, the guy opens the door, he blows up. So I get hit whilst he blows up. Someone comes behind me, shoots Matt, because Matt was there as well, shoots Matt. Matt's like, I'm down, I'm down. I'm like, look, the guy shot me out the door. I'm bleeding. So I'm trying to put bandages on. Anyway, Gray's on his own. I'm like, Gray, shoot them, man, shoot them. Gray's like, I don't know, shooting them. Anyway, because I'm bleeding out, I'm like, get in the building, get in the building. So we go into this little hut.
Here comes the best part.
Yeah, here comes the best part. We go into the hut and to stop us getting shot again, I shut the door behind us. But the thing is, the door has got the other guy's door locks on it. So I shut the door. But the thing is, how comes it let me shut the door, but it wouldn't let me open it? Because how can I shut it?
Yeah, that's maybe a little bit of a bug, but okay.
It is a bug, but the problem is we're stuck inside their cabin.
Yeah.
We can't get out because we had all the stuff we wanted to take out of the cabin. Now, on top of that, the best part is they keep respawning.
No, they weren't respawning, Gray. What was happening is them two realized that we just killed two guys, yeah, because we killed two of them. Right. They get straight on the phone to their mates who play with them in the game like we would and go, we're under attack, get into the game. So me and Gray are in this hut. I'm now dying on the floor. I'm like, Gray, keep facing out the door because they're going to respawn in the bed.
Gun shooting.
So Gray's facing their bed. All of a sudden, a guy fully clothed with armor and all that on drops out of the sky, like from the roof of the house, onto the floor. Gray shoots him in the face. He falls on the floor, dies. He's like, what the? I was like, how's he got all of his? How comes he's got all of his guns and armor on him? He should be dead. All of a sudden, another one drops in. And what it was, we thought they were hacking. What it was their mate, when they're ringing them up, coming into the game through this one place. Grace keeps shooting them, but we can't get out of this room.
Right,
they finally
stuck.
Drop in and they kill both of us. And I'm like, oh man, it's lost all my gear. So we had to go back and start again. But if you're listening to this, you know we're coming for you.
But I'll tell you, that was one of the in certain parts of the game, when you die, you lose your gear and stuff, and it's a bummer. But that's part of the game, right? This is the one time I didn't care what I lost. It was so much fun and so ridiculously stupid. It was great.
Yeah, it was so much funny. Fun.
We didn't care. It was hilarious. We couldn't get out the damn door. It was the silliest thing. I'm going up there going, we can't get out. Just keep shooting. Gray, shoot.
Gray's panicking. I'm like, shoot him, Gray, shoot him. What are you doing? And Gray's panicking. I just see him in the corner going, oh, he's gone. Like, what's going on?
What happened actually was they stopped spawning inside and they started outside. And so I got close to the door and they shot through the wood and killed me.
Sneak says, you got locked in a noob trap.
But seriously, if it was working right and it wasn't a bug, we would have been out of there with a bunch of loot. That's what we thought was going to happen, but guess not.
But the game is actually really, really fun. Really what we want to do is we want to populate the server more and have more teams. Because obviously everyone that knows me for Extreme PC UK, we're all on the same team. So we all jumping on, but we need other people. So if anyone's listening to this, that would like an all-out adventure game where you can team up and you can go to war. And the thing is as well, what we've learned recently is different time zones. So the server is held in France. So we got good ping in America, good ping in the UK. Anyone, any other countries, they can get on as well. And it should be leveled out with the ping. And what we want to do is we've noticed that people come on different times. So I'm getting on in the daytime, like 11 in the morning to like 5, and I'm streaming and there's not many people on. And we're like, man, why is that? And then all of a sudden, like we found out recently that people are getting on when I'm in bed, people are on. So they're building up their base whilst we're off. We're coming on being like, where's this base come from? Because it's 24 hours. So people are building. So what we're going to do is like, we're going to set ambushes when we all get on and go and attack certain people. But it's even fun. Like, we've been going out, we'll get on, there'll be like 7 or 10 of us on there, and we'll be like, we need to get some cars. So we'll go off missioning through little towns, killing all the zombies just to find cars and then drive them back. And like, I've blown up so many cars, it's unbelievable, like crashing into trees and driving them sideways and skidding them about. Really, really cool. What's your view on it, Trev?
I think it's a cross between DayZ and Rust, to be honest with you, which is a good thing. It's the best of both worlds. I'm liking the realism in it. Like, they generally try to make it as realistic as they can with everything from inventory to guns to the way DayZ
to taking a shit. Load mag.
Like, take a shit and take a piss. Yeah.
So you have
very
to
realistic.
Yeah. You have
Get
to really
too
do
realistic,
it.
Actually.
And it's quite funny because every time we go in there, Gray leaves his door open because he doesn't have to lock the door, so we keep shitting on his bed.
Yeah, this was the thing at the start. We'd all go and piss and shit on Gray's bed because he wouldn't lock his door. It was hilarious. He'd come back and find a little present on his bed.
I started making pottery out of him. It was great.
Making pottery out of it. Oh, I wonder what the yellow bits was. It was all the sweet corn in there.
Delicious. Plenty of fiber you've been having then.
You need that fiber to hold those pots together, I mean.
But yeah, it's like the game, though, does... It has got a lot of realism, and like, you'd be in the middle of like going, oh, I'm going to build my base. And then halfway through building your base, you're like, oh, I've got no food left. I've got to go out. And then it forces you to go out into the wild and find food and then come back. So you can't get too comfortable at any point. The game has got a way of kicking you in the ass when you think it's not going to.
One of the things I'll mention too about the game, and I rarely ever do this unless I like a game. There was a DLC pack where you could come as Danny Trejo, the actor that plays a lot of those tough guy roles with the ponytail.
How did we think he weren't going to get this in?
Everybody knows who Danny Trejo is, so I just spent the $15 and got Danny Trejo, and he's great. He's got all these things to say. They actually got the actor. I don't know.
You can't say that on
it. You can say that one, I think.
If you're in the game, ask me what Ligma is, and Danny will tell you what that is.
What did you say?
I said, if you're in game with us, just come up to me at Danny Trejo and ask me what Ligma is, and I'll answer. But the real actor did all the lines. There's about 20 different things that he says, all kinds of things, from MF to lots of different other things.
And
it's hilarious.
It costs the same as the game, the DLC. That's what
cracked. Yeah, that's what's funny. The DLC was 15, the game was like 15, although you can get it for cheaper even.
Sneak but said you spent a lot of time in a cornfield, because what happens is you get farmers' fields out in the farms. And basically, when we all run out of food, we're all out there because you have to balance your food as well. So, like, we killed a bear and we got loads of bear steaks. And I'm eating raw bear steak. And all of a sudden, you've got, like, every single vitamin that you need in one thing. Like, temperature, everything's in there for a real body. And it's like, I'm only eating steak. So all of a sudden, the steak's not doing that good for me. And like Gray's like, oh, go in the cornfield, get some corn, some potatoes, some steak,
potatoes, yeah.
And then have some water, and it'll balance out, and you'll be really fit again. But you get fat in game. You get fat or you get skinny if you're hungry, you know?
You gotta
work on the fat so you can run around all over the place from the zombies.
And the thing that's really good is, like, you've got levels. You've got levels for every single thing in game. So, like, when you start a game, we didn't realize because we were noobs, but if you don't put your engineering level up, you can't build half the base stuff to start
with.
Which
I didn't do and didn't realize, so it's taking me longer.
It takes ages to learn it. But, like, the one that I did, which was really funny, is I've got, like, a really good set of guns. I've got, like, hiking backpack that can fit the most gear in it. I've got all of these different clothes on that give me loads of space. I'm like, let's just swim across the river. What did I know? Comic's like, don't go in the river. I was like, why? He says, you ain't got no swimming skill. I'm like, I'm fine. I jump in the river and no lie, it sucks me to the bottom of the river and I can't swim upwards because I don't have a swimming skill. They're all at the edge. I can see them. I can see them all out of the water, all going, come on, Nick. Come on, Nick. I'm not, I'm swimming, but I'm not getting up there. I managed to claw my way up about a foot from the top of the water and then I died. So what I do, lose my points, come back in. I couldn't get my guns back because I couldn't go near the water. I'm scared of the water now. But I've got a well good driving skill.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
That's like you in real life then.
Yeah, so if we get in a car, like I'm on the back of the car with, say, Comic or someone else, I can't remember, and we're going 50 miles an hour and it's their car. So I was like, let me have a go. So I get on there, we go 80 miles an hour. I'm like, oh, well, I'm going much faster than you after killing 10 cars, yeah. I crashed one into a tree yesterday. I found a Range Rover, with all the bonnet vents on it. I was going down a dirt track and I crashed it into a tree and it just blew up because because the cars all have life. They have fuel, they have battery. So basically, if I want to get a car, I need to fuel it up. I have to find fuel, fuel it up. But then I can't make it work if it hasn't got a battery. So you've got the option to have a friend push start it. So I get in the car, Gray will come along and it'll push the back of it. And then it will start it. And then we have to drive it around, charge the battery up.
How about the time with the, tell them the story when you and I were on the, I think we're on the ATV and the bomber zombie comes out of nowhere and blows the shit out of us.
No, that was someone put a landmine down.
Oh, that was the second one. No, that was a different
one. Oh, no, because we'd done it once.
Yeah.
At the end of the runway, we got a little secret route that goes from the fuel station, because you have to go to a petrol station to fill up. So we go from the fuel station, and you go through this little like bit of grass that takes you onto the runway. Anyway, I'm like, look, Greg, we'll just take the shortcut straight back. It's just straight down. Anyway, we go over this little bump, and the thing just explodes. I just see Greg on the back of the truck just fly. And then so we both respawn, come back in, because you've got like 20 minutes or whatever and one life to go and get your gear back. And then I'm there, I found all my gear and my guns and that. I'm like, Gray's body is nowhere to be seen. We haven't found his body to this day. I was like, we'll be driving through one day, see him in a tree.
I got two weapons back and the rest of my stuff was just gone, blown to smithereens. I was like, man.
So is it like permadeath in that game or
Well, I mean, permadeath in the respects that you lose your stuff, but if you can get back to where your body is, you can recover all your stuff.
Yeah, it's all about points.
Okay, yeah.
So as you're surviving, you get points. As you're killing people, you get points. As you're doing missions, you get points. These points go up as you're going through the game. So I think we've changed the points to make it easier for some people. So what was happening when we first started the game was you die, you'd get minus 50 points. And then you die again, you get minus 100 points. And everyone was like, oh, we're getting such little points. It's like we can't get anywhere. If you've got, say, 5 points, you can respawn anywhere in the map and you have to work your way back. If you've got 50 points, you can spawn in the square on the map where you are. If you've got something like 100 points, it's... Hold on a minute.
You can go 75 points. It'll get you back to your bed and wherever you put your bed. Like, so if your bed was in your house or in our village, you do the 75 points, you go right back to the bed. But the cool thing, like Nick was just saying, is that if you have at least 50 points, and let's say you die in square A2, you can then tell it to go to A2, so it won't take as long for you to get back to your body to get your gear. Whereas if you didn't have the points, you could be dropped God knows where, and it'll take you forever to get back.
Just quickly, are you guys all right to carry on talking about scum just for like 5 minutes? Because all my kids went to a new school today, so they're all just coming like screaming, so I've had to mute my mic. But I'll be back in literally 2 minutes. I'm just going to tell them to be quiet while you carry on talking about it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, it's up to you. And wait, you guys have any questions? Because you two haven't played the game.
Yeah, I got a question, but I'm not sure if you can answer it. Do you know if the game supports ultra-wide resolutions? For me, that would be very important.
Ooh, good question.
I think so, because Nick plays on that, but he shrinks it down for streaming because some of the AI stuff's on the side, or the UI, sorry, is on the side, and it's cut off. But I think it does cover that.
I think you can, yeah. I think you can. Is yours wider than Nick's monitor? Yours is wider than Nick's monitor, I think, although he has a wide one.
Yeah. I got the 49-inch
Yeah, you have the super ultra wide. I don't know.
Yeah.
How close do you sit to that, Hans?
About not half even a half a meter, I think. Yeah. So
Jesus Christ. It's like an IMAX in your face.
Yeah, but it's got a 1000R curve, so actually you can see everything. And gray is the same monitor, just smaller. So.
If it gets any wider, it'll just wrap completely around him.
Nice.
Great. You got a new monitor, didn't you? Do you want to tell the people about that?
Mine's a curved monitor, too, and it has the 1000R curve, which I didn't know enough about that until I started doing a little research on it. So apparently your eye is the natural curve.
Is it the Neo G6 you got, or 5? The one you have, your monitor.
I think Gray's frozen. Yeah, Gray just died.
Gray's gone.
I was about to ask him a question as well. I was going to say, I know you die in the game, but I wanted to ask him the question of
you're back. He's back.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Good old Discord. I love it. It's so great.
Let's go. Actually, now you're back. Can ask me again.
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, when you die in the game, you said you lose your items, right? But do you lose your skills? Because Nick was saying about his driving skills and stuff like that.
No. Now, before the update, when we first started, okay, there was we didn't know an update was coming. So we just started playing the game. And we got a few things accomplished and built a little bit or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the 0.75 update came in, wiped the server. And so we had to start over. Now, that specific wipe was meant for what you just said. Your skills will not disappear. Will not go down. Well, okay, they'll stay wherever it was on the last go around, so that everything else may be wiped, including what you got, the whole nine yards, but your skills will stay the same. And a lot of people have been screaming about that because originally it would wipe your skills down to zero, and it takes a very long time to be able to get the skills up, back up. So yes, now the game is you will not lose the skills. You just, if you do die, you come back and you just, or if it wipes, the server wipes, you just, wherever you left off is what you had.
Nice. So basically, I can work to get my running, my swimming, and all my like athletic skills up, so I can just run away like a wimp. And even if I do die, I can just be like, "Oh, my skills are still there."
And by the way, to answer the question before, it's a Samsung Odyssey G7, 32-inch.
Okay, I got the Samsung Odyssey Neo G9. So,
have you seen the new one? The one that literally has a massive curve. It's more than 1,000.
Yeah, it's the 4K one, but it isn't ultra-wide anymore. I mean, it's still big, but it's more like an OLED TV kind of... Well,
that's probably a good thing, Hans. Like, ultra-wide is not as supported once as it used to be, and it's very hit and miss with games. You're better going for just normal widescreen.
No, I completely disagree on that one. Almost every game that I play is ultra-wide.
Really?
Yeah, almost every game that I play. And even the ones that don't have it, there's websites out there, yeah? Like WSFG... where you can get mods and every kind of stuff to make even like old games like Skyrim and stuff work on Super Ultra.
Wow. That's interesting.
There's always a solution.
Well, I never did an LED, and this is a QLED, and it's 240 hertz too, and the price was like unbelievable, so I had to snag it. But the only thing I was afraid of was the curve. I was thinking like, wow, if I don't like the curve or I can't get used to the curve, I'm going to end up returning this thing.
What frames do you get, Gray and Scum?
I think I've been getting the 80, 90.
I'm back. You're nowhere near 240.
I don't know. I'm not sure. To be honest with you, I'm not positive. Here's the thing with the curve, though. At least for me, anyway. When you're playing games, I love the curve. Absolutely love the curve when I'm playing games. But when you go to like stuff like just ordinary stuff, Microsoft Word or other documents, or doing some work, it's not the same because you can actually see the curve. And I thought that was going to drive me batty, but after I worked with it for a day or two, it doesn't bother me at all anymore.
Why is the curve good? I don't get it. What's so cool about a curved monitor?
Supposedly, if this is all true, since the curve is 1000R, it matches the curve of your eye. So what happens is you're seeing more than you think you're seeing because your eye naturally sees it. So the eye strain that's bollocks. Is considerably
curves
less.
Are all different.
The thing is, though, Greg, I think you have a normal size monitor, right? So the curve, I think, wouldn't really matter. As in my monitor or other ultra wides, the curve is really necessary to see everything in your peripheral vision. Right. So that's the difference.
From my experience, the curve doesn't make any difference apart from looking nice. The only thing, because like what you're saying about the curve of your eye, Gray, this Asus monitor I've got, they brought a newer one out. And it's probably like the curve on it is probably from the ends. If you look at the ends, the difference in like the curvature, how far forward they are.
Right.
My one's only very slight. The newer ones are like 2 inches closer to each end for the same middle being back. For me, I would say the best thing about the ultra wide monitor and being curved is the fact that if you've got three screens, you can have the curved one in the middle and the straight ones or the curved ones at the side. And it does flow really nicely. Whereas if you have three screens that are flat, you get that hexagon shape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be harder.
You know?
I mean, I like I said, I got used to the curve when I didn't think I would. So I was very happy with it. We were still talking about Scum, by the way. We were just getting into a little bit and answering some questions from the guys.
That's cool.
About the game. But was there another question you wanted to ask? Actually, Ross had a really good question. He thought that when we died or the server got wiped, your skills went back to zero. And I told him this recent update, they fixed that. So you do not lose your skills. You just take it from where you left off. And it's major because one thing about the game that's probably a little bit of a pain is the fact that the skills go very slowly. So you might be doing something, building something or whatever, and it just goes up a couple percent each time. I kind of wish it was a little bit faster. Not a lot, but just a wee bit more.
You can make it. You can change it on the server, I believe.
Oh, I know. But we don't want to go too crazy. Yeah,
what it's designed to do is so it's a very slow burn. So what it's designed to do is you die, but your little, like, say, 50 hours of gameplay, you might have gone up 1% in a couple of areas. Yeah?
Oh.
So if you want a character...
It's not quite that bad, but it's almost that bad.
Yeah, it is almost that bad. And the thing is, what the idea of it is that you play the game over a long period of time. You die, you build new bases, you do... keeps you playing that game. But the thing is, it rewards you well, because if I get in a car now and we get into... like the other day, we saw another car driving on the server. We're driving. I've killed two people driving over them. I've seen them in the out there and I've got them. Then we're driving a bit further. We see another car. Now, my skill level in the car is pretty high. So if they had guns in their car, because you can shoot... two people can shoot out the back of a car. Now, if they had guns, we would outdrive them because my experience with driving. So it gives me that little bit of boost, which goes a long way when you're getting chased and... in a car, you know what I mean?
You know, it's kind of similar to, because we're all like in a community, some of us have higher skills in certain areas than the other ones.
Yeah.
So it's almost like when you go out in a co-op game, you know, whether it's World of Warcraft or whatever, you have your healer, you have your tank, you have your sniper.
Like everyone
guy,
comes
right?
to me to make their door locks.
Right, right. So we all go, can you make locks for me? Great, okay. And then if a newbie comes in and he wants to do this, I'll make a water container for him because he can't do it. So we all just kind of share. Now, yes, that prevents you from your skills from going up any quicker because you didn't make the water container, but it gets you going, at least in the game, and then you can worry about bringing your skills up. And there are some, I'm not going to call them, I mean, I'll call it exploit but I don't know if it's a true exploit. But for instance, a comic found a lumber mill or a lumber yard, whatever it was, at the top of the map, and he went up there and he started building chests, but all he did was he put the lumber in the chest, then he destroyed the chest. Then put the lumber in the chest, then destroyed the chest, and then just kept doing that for like 2 hours. Yes, it's a long time. But in the 2 hours, he brought his engineering skill up to like basic or medium, whatever, and that was it. So I'm sitting there going like, all right, well, that's a decent little exploit.
There is still a bug, though, where you can't go any higher.
That's okay, but at least if you do something, it's...
Question then, how big is the map? Or is
massive.
It...
It's pretty big. Pretty big. I mean, I don't know if it's on the scale of a map like Assassin's Creed, not that massive.
Yeah, okay, no, that's not what I meant, but, okay. And how many players can be on the server at one time? Is there a limit to it, or...?
Only 20 right now, but if we were to go over 20, we could easily bring it up to 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever.
But it is possible, in theory, to do it.
There yeah. The thing is,
Gray's frozen again, I think.
Yeah.
Can you hear me still, though?
He's literally. Yeah, oh, he's back. Look.
Yeah, I know.
I thought he got bored then.
Like, we already talked about wonderful Discord. It already happened before. As long as you can still hear me, who cares if I freeze?
Yeah. Look, comics, like, my fishing skill is also now unheard of. It's that good, I don't even need a rod. All he's been going on about recently is that let's build bases near the water so I can fish.
He just wants to play fishing simulator again, no?
Mm. Wait a minute, comic. So would you just stick a line in the water, like with no bait, on a piece on this piece of string, and you catch something?
Yeah, I have another question though. Like what Sneak was saying. So like squad management, is it like other, like, let's say MMOs where you need a healer and a DPSer and a tank?
No, it's not like that.
No.
Everybody's individual, and all the guns you get, you find. So, okay. We have found a couple of areas on the map. Like, we found this special nave. They've got really good place of interest. So, like, towns, the buildings do look the same, and they're arranged differently. So, nothing feels samey. Wherever you go, you don't feel like it's the same thing. But then what they've been doing, they've been putting place of interest, like, so they build. I heard there's a new one coming soon, which is a nuclear fallout area.
Ooh,
that'd be cool.
With a funfair and stuff like that, which all of them pretty much do. But we found on the side of the map, what's his name? Hush. He found a World War II base where you go down a hatch and it takes you into a big underground cave where there's a submarine in there, full size submarine. And there's all caves and that in there. And it goes into a military base. Now, we go around there and we loot up and you find loads of really good guns. But you do get a lot of zombies there, so you have to have a team of you. Obviously, shoot a gun, the zombies hear it from miles away, will come running. And then what happens is, well, funny, we'll all be like looking around for all the gear. Everybody's just running around, like opening up chests and looking for stuff and finding stuff and shouting out, I've got gloves, oh, I've got this ammo, oh, I've got this shotgun. And we all just share it out fairly. Like, I like to go with a pump action shotgun, 8-round, so it's got 8 shots in it. So I do that. Everyone gives me their cartridges. I then give Gray 9mm because that's what he's using on his handgun. And we've all got guns that we prefer to use. Now, I like to use a handgun, which is a revolver. Because a revolver, you can literally press R and it'll open the gun up, put 6 new bullets in, shut it up. I've got 6 shots. And it only takes about 5 seconds to do that. But if you've got a handgun with a magazine and it holds 20 bullets... If you're in the field and zombies are running at you, you have to take the gun, take the magazine out, put the gun down, put the magazine in your hand, press R. He'll feed bullets, 20 bullets, one by one, into the magazine. Then you have to pick the magazine up, put your gun in your hand, put the magazine back in, and then you can start firing. Now, I don't like that. It takes far too long, especially when zombies are chasing you everywhere. And what
sounds like a drag, to be honest, a little bit.
It's like real life, ain't it?
Yeah, I know, but in a game, that's not what we're using. It's to go fast all the time.
Yeah, but we're not playing, what was that arcade game? Virtual Cop, are we? Where it's like, pop, 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 fire away from the screen. Pop, 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 fire away from the screen.
It's supposed to be realistic. That's what they're aiming for, wherever possible. And a lot of people love
that. That's the only time I might draw the line somewhere. I mean, I can understand the realistic, but I think that part of it right there should be a little bit better or a little bit faster or something.
Mm.
It would be nice if they correct that a little.
Yeah, otherwise... I feel like with the handguns, it would be good if you pressed R and it was automated. So he takes the cartridge out, he feeds the bullets in, puts the cartridge back in, and then you shoot. That would be more realistic. Right. But because going into the menu and pissing around with it all is pretty hard. Like Katrin says, carry more mags. You have all the mags loaded, and then you press R and it'll swatch the mag out. I don't know if that's automated yet, though.
It's not automated, but it's much quicker than waiting for him to load one. Yeah. So yeah, load up your mags.
The problem with doing that one is you don't know what's what. You lose track of how many bullets is in what bloody magazine, and you're like, oh God, you're taking the magazines out. How many bullets are in them? And then before you know it, you're firing blanks. Insert joke here, please.
Yeah, but you know what? What I found is good is if you pick your favorite gun, like for instance, I tend to like the 9mm gun. So I tend to want to stick with that one for a handgun. So I know that there's 15 bullets in the magazine. Which is a lot of bullets. That's one of the bigger magazines. So I'll have 2 magazines, and I'll virtually have 30 bullets with one change.
Well, I love the revolver because the revolver, I'll put in boxes of bullets. I'll just leave them in my like pockets, and then literally as soon as I've shot, I count 6 shots, and I press R, and he literally folds it. Goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, folds it back, and then I shoot again. I find that much easier. And then that's why I like the combat shotgun. Same thing. You shoot bang, 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 8 bullets, and then he just reloads it, and then that's it. He doesn't need a third-party cartridge. But there are lots of different things. Like, you can get an AK-47, and it can have, like, a magazine, which is a straight magazine with, like, 30 shots or whatever. But then you can also get a barrel magazine where you have to have all the bullets on a belt, but you get, like, 100 shots. It's very, very, like, it's very good the way they've done it for realism with the guns. There's a lot of guns as well. And the guns wear out. You have to break them down into, like, tool them, and then you have to rebuild them. And, you know, as they look older, they start getting a bit horrible. But you've got rare guns as well. So you'll have, like, the same guns, but then you might find, like, is it an M19? You find, like, the engraved version, and it's worth more money. Or you can find, like, Desert Eagle Golden Gun.
There you go. I found the Desert Eagle Golden Gun. It was made for Scum when it reached 1 million in sale, or 1 million units in sales, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just got lucky because a couple of guys were invading the airport near us, and we all went over there to kill them. So I killed one of them, and I just went over, robbed them, and there it was, a golden D50 Desert Eagle.
Somewhere. I swear I got robbed, and I lost my golden gun. Was it you? Lucky. In secret, Gray? You killed me.
No, but what I did, because the gun is so special, is I ran over and put it in my chest, and I don't even use it. First of all, you got to find the proper, you know, loot for it, or the ammo for it. So I just kind of, like, real careful with that gun. But they have some good snipers, because I love sniping. So they had a couple of good snipers that were really fun.
It really does make a difference.
It definitely makes a difference. When you
Why do you like sniping, Gray? Why do you like sniping?
That's just because I've always liked sniping. I play all the sniping games. I'm real good at it.
Have you shot his testicle off yet?
The what now?
Have you shot Hitler's testicle off in Sniper Elite 5 yet?
Not yet.
No, he hasn't hit his testicle off.
There's a story behind that one. I went through the entire mission, and Hitler's gone. And I spent hours going everywhere over everything I did.
That's a bit embarrassing. You spent hours looking for Hitler's ball.
And I wrote a letter to tech support for the game, and I said, dude, they're all like,
I can't find Hitler's ball, Dev.
Did you sing it to them though?
I'm just going to restart the mission. I'll go back and do it over again. But I
did you say Hitler's only got one ball? I can't find it. It's not in the Albert Hall.
It's in the Albert Hall.
it is pretty funny, though, how the different ways he can die. It's great. You can poison him. He blows up. You shoot him in the balls.
Yeah, great show in that video. That was hilarious.
It was really fun. But one other thing was where the bowling alley is at a bowling alley. You set a mine. It blows up the pins, and a pin goes right through his head. That was great.
But you know what? Getting back to Scum, do you know what? Mm-hmm. The funniest thing I think about that game is you've got zombies that have they have bomb vests on them. So they bleep when they get near you. So we're all there. Oh, we're all looking through cupboards and that, and we're like shooting the other zombies. All of a sudden you hear beep. Everyone's like, bomb zombie. Everyone's looking around. Where is he? Where is he? Yeah. Everybody starts scampering around to jump up on top of like cupboards and stuff like that. And like, we got to shoot him. If he gets near you, he'll blow your car up, he'll blow you up. You're dead instantly. Me and Gray had a situation where it blew both of us up. And like, when you die, the screen goes black and white. I was virtually dead. He was completely dead. And it blows up all your clothes, all your guns get damaged, everything gets damaged, so it's unusable. If it gets to zero, you can't fix it. Otherwise, you've got to like repair it and stuff. But it's so funny when the heat comes or like one of them runs at you and you're all running around like headless chickens trying to run away. Everyone just scarpers and then just blows up.
Yeah, you just go everywhere. But the only good trick with them though is that if they're like inside a building and you can close the door on them going beep beep beep.
Yeah.
Just close the door, walk outside and just stand there.
Wait for it to blow up.
Within a minute, he just blows up.
But it's when you hit one of the bastards with your car and they blow up and they blow your car up as well.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
But there was a funny story on stream the other day. You was talking about firing off Hitler's bollock, yeah? Anyway, me and Yoda gets on before work. So he gets on at like 5 o'clock American time, in the morning to play with me. Yeah. Before he goes to work, he does a couple of hours. Wow. Anyway, so I'm streaming.
Education.
Yeah. So I'm streaming. Yoda comes on, yeah? And like we're just playing normally, just chilled nicely. We're looking around and we're like looking through all the boxes and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, I'm like got my menu up and I hear a gunshot go off. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, shit, I've been shot. He's like, I'm like, what are you laughing at? I'm fucking dying, man. You know, I'm wrapping up all these things. I've got like the worst degree, like cuts. I've got C4s all over me. and I'm trying to wrap them up and it's really hard to stop the bleeding. He's like, I shot your toe off. I was like, you shot my toe off? I've got C4s all over me. He's like, I'm going to die, you dick. I was like, dick move, Yoda. I don't think he even knew how serious it was. He shot me in the foot and he's laughing. And I was just like on the floor and I was going all like black and white and everything was going all mad. But I managed to stay alive. And he was like, well, I only shot you in the toe.
It's amazing sometimes how you can stay alive. You'll die sometimes, but we've had C4 is considered the worst blood injury you can get. Where you're bleeding all over the place. We've had sometimes where we've had like three or four C4s and we're like wrapping bandages around us as fast as we can. And you're down to like 1% yeah. life and then you're okay.
Just yeah. Yeah. Barely. Comic just said, did you not shoot me yesterday whilst I was crafting? So what happened yesterday was we all decided as a group that we was going to move near to some water. I'm not going to give the location away, but we were going to move to some water and we was going to find some boats so we can get all around the map. Cause you've got rivers and stuff and islands all over the map. And we was going to go and explore and stuff. So these lot have found this bank and they're all building their little bases all the way along it. So we've got like little garages to put our boats in and stuff. I thought, oh, I can't be bothered. I'm getting off in a minute. So I've got a little handgun, yeah? Little tiny handgun. I go all the way around the other side of the water into the base and where the fuel station is. And I can see right over to where everybody's building their bases, but they're like ants. So I was like, I wonder if I can hit Comic with this handgun from this distance. Anyway, I see this little dot moving around on the horizon. Just for a laugh, I went, boom, fired my gun. He's like, who's shooting me? Someone shot me. I was like, what? I must be 500 meters away and I've just shot you with a handgun.
Man, and then, realistically, you shouldn't even have gone that far.
Yeah, but we're laughing about it. And then Irish Guardian, he's at the other end of where I am. And I can see his head like literally just popping out like that from the side of a crate. So I look out, yeah, and I'm like, he's going to shoot me. So I try and shoot him. He shoots me in the head and like, he killed me straight away. I was on the floor. He's like scraping me up. Like I was on C4s all over me again. And that's where I logged out yesterday. So I don't know what's going to happen when I log back in. Apparently, I saw that Comic was on all night and he's built his little hut. He's got a little fishing hut now.
Yeah, he's got a nice one. He put a picture in the Discord.
Mm.
So he's got this little hut thing. I don't think he has a flag around it, though. Don't you have to put a flag?
You have to put a flag and then you have to box it in.
I still don't understand the flag thing. It gets me confused every time.
I've got a couple of questions.
Go on.
The like basically building your own hut and your own little base and stuff like that. Is it just a free fall if you're not in the same team as them, so someone can just go and kill whoever they want and do whatever they want like that? And also, the zombies, do they run or are they only like walking zombies? And also, you collect like materials off them as well?
Yeah.
Yes to all that. They run, some of them jump, some of them have bombs on them.
But you've got some really skinny ones that are really fast, and you've got some really big ones that are really slow. But they come up to you and they start hitting you and attacking you. And then you've got the bomber ones. They come up to you. So some will come up to you slowly, some will run at you really fast. But they do panic you because like one starts running at you. You're like, I was just shooting. And it goes, click. And you're like, oh, I've got no bullets in my gun. And I'll be like, Gray, get over and hit him. So then what happens a lot of the time is I've got a shotgun, yeah? And so they're like, he's attacking me, shoot him. You know what a shotgun, the spread like on a shotgun?
Yeah.
So I just shoot my shotgun at the zombie. The zombie disintegrates, but then the two people that was next to him, they're on the floor crying as well.
Damage. We're all bleeding and we're going like, what did you do?
we got a question in the chat, by the way.
Go for it. All right. Quick question. What do you think about the gameplay perspective about the games like Scum, DayZ, Standalone, EFT, and Hunt Showdown? So
I didn't like Hunt Showdown. I liked the concept, but I didn't like the game.
Yeah, like, I didn't like the way with Showdown, the way you was like going through like a level, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and you die a lot. And it's just like, it started reminding me of Souls games. I was like, man.
And this question's by Just a Nice Guy, just so your name gets in the podcast as well, dude. Good question. So for me, I always loved DayZ, but the problem I found with DayZ when I played it was a long time ago. And me, Irish Guardian, Zach, there's a few others. We used to play DayZ a lot. And it would be like, we really loved that. It was the first game where you really had like the outdoors sort of feel. You felt like you was alone in a wilderness and you were surviving. But the thing is, in the original DayZ, there was nothing in it. You'd find all this loot. You'd never see another person. So like Hans used to call it Walking Simulator. He wouldn't play it with us. He'd be like, I'm not playing Walking Simulator. And he'd be like, what have you done today, Nick? And I said, well, I've walked across from here to here. Have you seen anyone? No. Found some guns though. And that's how DayZ used to be. Now, I feel like Scum is where DayZ should have been then. You've got all the same like air bases, but you've got all the points and stuff in it now. So you've got things you can do and you've got areas you can go to. And even on like the server, I can go on there and I can make a circle where no one can actually get killed by zombies, or there's no mechs, or there can be mechs, or there can be shops, because you've got shops in game as well. So you can go around looting and you can collect all this stuff, and then you can go to a shop and sell it all, and you can buy good guns with that stuff, with that money. So there's a massive range of stuff to do. You've got airports, you've got planes, you've even got a plane that lands in water. So all on the corners of the map, you've got like these big airfields. So you can go get a plane and then you can go to different corners of the map really fast. You can parachute out of the plane. So you could do a drive-by over someone's base. And we can be like, today we're going to get a plane. Me and Gray are going to jump out and we're going to land in their base and we're going to rob them. And like, we've actually got plans where we're going to get on and do certain things. And it's going to be really funny just doing it, whether it works out or it doesn't. Good gameplay. And when you've got a good group of people in the Discord, it does become really fun. Like, we haven't had a game this fun for ages, I don't think, have we?
Nah, it's been a while. I mean, it's definitely a lot of fun in co-op. You can play by yourself and still have some fun, but it's much better in a co-op for a couple of reasons. One, it's just fun, period. But two, you almost have to have people because there's so many zombies running around. You want somebody to watch your back. So it's always good to have at least two people so that someone's watching your back at certain times.
Yeah.
Can you actually manipulate the zombies, like put a bomb vest on them and send them to your enemies? No?
That would be kind of interesting.
But what you can do is, say we go over and we have a fight with another group of people and we shoot them and they fall on the floor nearly dying. What we can do is you can get a paper bag or like a sack, and you can put it over that person's head so they can't see. They literally can't see. And then you can treat them as a patient to fix them up and feed them food and stuff like that. And then what you can do is you can take that person back to your base if you want to and just keep him there. You can't do nothing.
Kidnapping situation. Let's go.
Yeah, you just lock him. You can just lock him in a room and he can't get out.
You can play again, so to speak.
Sorry?
You can actually grieve the other player, I don't know what. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Say we saw someone walking down a street and there was three of us in the car and he was on his own. We could literally, in voice chat, it's got vicinity chat, we could literally say to him, give us your gun, otherwise we're going to shoot you. And he would be like, oh man, I'm going to lose all my gear. He just puts his hands up like this. He literally can put his hands up. We met a guy in the airport and we was like, who are you? We're going to shoot you. Yeah. And then he was like, he put his hands up. He's like, look, I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight you. And anyway, we let him go. Anyway, we had another situation where we hear the engine of the plane start up in the hangar. Like, brrr. I'm like, everybody, get your guns. Let's go and attack them. So these lot are going in one door. I creep in the other door. There's a guy on an ATV bike sitting there. I creep right up behind him. I shoot him point blank in the back of the head. He falls off his bike. The other guy's in the plane. He's panicking. Me and Trev both start shooting him. We kill him as well. He falls out of the plane. We've now got a plane to fly and an ATV bike. And then what you do is you go up to the people, zombies or people, and you just search them. And all of a sudden, all their gear falls on the floor. So you can just go through all their gear, take whatever you want. And you can also take the little chip in the back of their head so you've got their name, so you know who you've killed in the game, which is really cool.
Nick, there's an important thing we need to say about this game, but I don't know if we can say it, if that makes sense, about special type of arrows that you can get for the
go on, just say it, who cares?
Dildo arrows, literally.
Let's go.
Yeah, but the thing is, it says you can craft a dildo arrow, yeah, or a big purple one it is, yeah, and you can fire it, but no one's come across a dildo. I think Trev's got them all in his house.
Okay, I'm buying the game right now. That sold me to it.
Rumor is that if you get hit by a dildo arrow, it'll be instant death and pleasure at the same time.
But he can only shoot you from behind.
If that isn't enough, the crossbows, because they have crossbows in the game, will also shoot a dildo bolt.
Could you imagine walking down the street and all of a sudden a giant dildo just goes bling, hits you in the face?
It would knock you out.
It goes right through your ears.
We should ask Shella about that one. She could know.
Oh, I'm saying nothing. My hands are going, hold on, I'm pressing F1. F1. To anyone listening, my hands went up. Oh man, but yeah, that's a lot of fun. Did you hear what I just said? I went, yeah, that's Ark. No, so that's Scum. We got a server. Anybody wants to get in, our Discord is just at extremepcuk.co.uk. You've got the Discord link there to get in. The Discord links and all the subs and stuff are all in the notes for the show as well. We want to get more people into the Discord. If you haven't joined our Discord, you've been a listener for a long time, like, please do come and get into the server, because we want to get as many people into the server as possible, because we're trying to get more and more players on board. So we need to get you all in. Yeah, so just if anyone wants to play, get in, get download Scum, jump into the Discord. We will. What I've already started doing as well is, if anyone wants to start their own team on the Scum, on the game, what I do is I'll give that to every team, and all they got to do is just DM me or Gray or anyone. That team will get their own personal locked room on the Discord, so they only their players can get into that room. So we've got an Extreme PC UK team room, and if anyone else wants a team room, just let me know. I'll make it, and that means we can see when other people are on, but we can't. We don't know what they're doing. We can't listen in. It's all private to you, and you've got your own team room to have it out. And what we can do is we can send messages to each other saying we're going to get you, and they can do whatever they want. But we want to get some real warfare going on, you know?
I'll bring war to the grounds. I already have an idea for this. I'm going to create a faction called the Light of the Ross.
The Light of the Ross.
Are you going to who are you going to recruit?
I don't know yet. I'm gonna hit up some people and see who I can get on.
That's
board,
all right. We'll see you naked chaos. Running through the fields when we're shooting you or running you over with a car.
Just make sure you shoot me the dildo bolts whilst I'm naked. That's the best way to kill me.
Comic Clown said, imagine walking down the street and one of them falls off the back of a delivery truck. What he's talking about is, once my missus and daughter was walking down the street. I'm going to tell the story, I don't care. They was walking through the street, like, in the middle of, like, London, yeah? And no lie, a box, yeah, falls off the back of a lorry, yeah? And a bus drives over it. So my missus and daughter, my daughter's, like, 16, knows what it is anyway, but whatever. Anyway, they run up to this box on the floor, yeah? And no lie, they open the box up and have a look. And as you was talking about dildos anyway, we X-rate this one for some reason. There's a giant King Kong's finger in there. So it is the naughtiest sex toy, but it's a giant King, like King Kong the gorilla finger. And my daughter and missus are like, what is this? And brought it home to me, and I'm like, what? And I goes to Comic, look at this. And that's why Comic's saying that, but it was hilarious. Like, it literally fell off a lorry.
Yeah,
imagine that.
You're
happening.
Far too good with sound effects, Nick. You're far too good with.
But Comic, the reason why Comic's bringing this up is because he's jealous, because he wishes one fell off of a lorry for his missus.
Yeah.
Imagine the person that paid good money for that thing.
Like 200, 300 pounds for one like that. It'd be quite expensive, actually, because
Ross?
Wait a minute, Ross. What, you know those prices a little too well.
What happened there? Sorry, my daughter came upstairs and said she's going to bed, so I missed what was going on. I think he's on Shell's level, to be fair.
Nick, you need to put a few more X's in Extreme PC UK, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
X Extreme PC UK.
We'll just start
a little
room
bit of sex.
That, right?
Just
put that in there.
Little Extreme PC UK. Yes, coming now.
Yeah, Extreme.
Oh, Sneak just said, right, I'm going to start getting some C4 ready to base raid. I think that's our plan, to get C4. But as long as you're not base raiding us and you're base raiding someone else, it's all good. Otherwise, we're going to base raid you just because we stole your war. Right, that's enough of Scum. Anyway, let's move on. If anyone's got any questions about any games or about any of the podcasters or anything you want to put in, it doesn't have to be game related or anything. If you've got any questions, put them in the chat now and we'll get to them in a little while. Apart from that, Trev, I believe you've got some news you want to talk about.
Yes, the battle of the gigahertz, the CPUs, is heating up once again, where Intel is just repeatedly saying to AMD, hold my beer. And the latest holding of the beer is because we know the 13th gen is coming out in like 2 weeks or so, and it's going to be fast, and it's going to be 5.8 gigahertz and whatever. That's all very good. But it's the KS coming out in early 2023. They're super bin chips that are going to be
Wawa Weewa. They're going to be
Wawa Weewa.
Wawa Weewa is nice. it's going to be 6 gigahertz for the first time. Now, probably just the one core, yes. But they are saying, take this with a pinch of salt, boys and girls.
Don't say it yet. Don't say it yet.
Wev, no, it's a big deal.
No, you can't say it yet. Because what you've got written here is that there's 6 gigs, but they overlock.
He forgot the C. It says overlock instead of overclock.
Oh, God. Anyway, the big deal is the KS chip will go with good cooling. It could hit up to 8 gigahertz.
One thing, where's
Del, everybody gone?
Ross
is gone.
He couldn't take that. He's like, I can't believe it goes so high that he left.
It's too much speed. He must have saw a deal on the adult toys that we discussed a moment ago.
That's right.
Welcome back, Ross.
What happened there, Ross? You didn't just freeze; you just disappeared.
On a serious note, though, Trev. One thing is, they are going to be at 6 gigs out of the box, and you say they're going to overclock to 8 gigs. But what you do have from history, from what we know from the 12900s, is they get extremely hot and need extremely good cooling. So this is something new.
Yeah, but the thing is with the 8 gigs is in the past, you'd maybe get close to that if you were a professional overclocker and you had
liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, but this, you could probably get close to 8 gig, they're saying, or 8 gig with normal over-the-counter cooling, like good cooling, not just anything, but with enough rads and a big enough rad and a big enough water block. But that, even if it's one core, to hit 8 gigahertz, man, when games still, for the most part, will just predominantly use less cores than they'll use more cores.
Yeah, well, I'm still...
It's absolutely bonkers.
I still tell people, like, just go for the minimum of a quad-core processor with up to 5 gigs on there.
It depends what you're doing.
The problem with that one, Nick, is I agree with you, mate, but when you're going for these top of the range chips, the problem is the top of the range chips are many cores by default. I think it's going to be something like an 18 or 24 core, the key and the KS.
Yeah, but only some games can use up to 8 cores. Most of them can only use 4 cores or even the single core.
Exactly, mate. And this is why I always say
the high speed
AMD is great for mid range and low range, but for the top range, it's still going to be the king, which is Intel for me.
Yep.
So more competition is better.
Yep.
But you do know this means even more power draw, right? Again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So... They're taking it to the limits, Hans. They're taking it to the very limit of the heat. They really are. They're cooking the chips.
With the heat and stuff. Sorry, Gray. With the heat and stuff, I've noticed that the AMD chips have also designed themselves to take more heat so they don't thermal throttle as much. With the new Intel chips, have they said anything about thermal throttling problems of them being getting so hot?
No, so on the 12900s, I believe, when they first come out, there was an advisory to not overclock them because they are getting really hot. And we saw that with a few of them. But with these, I'm not sure if this is going to be something they've tweaked or not. If you look at the AMD chips at the moment, the ones that have just come out, you'll notice the plate over the top of them's got grooves in it and everything. I don't know if that's due to help the heating or not. I'm not sure. But I noticed they've changed the chip design.
They are designed to run at 95 degrees.
Yeah. Celsius. Well, do you know what? It's not a new thing. Do you remember the R9 290 card? They brought that card out. That was a graphics card that run like a hairdryer. It was 400 watts per card. It run like a hairdryer, and I've said it before. And they actually changed the way the card worked. They wanted the card to get to 99 degrees and then sort of go backwards. So it'd heat up to the maximum temperature where you'd get your clock speeds at, and then it would go backwards. Like, it would stay really hot and then work back to whatever the thermals are allowing the clocks to go to. And, like, I never really got it, and I was a bit like, well, why would you do that? It's a bad way of doing it. On their graphics cards, this is. With the new AMD chips, I don't know if they've done that for thermals or... Because
Nick, like, certainly,
certainly the information I'm seeing on the 13900 KS, at least anyway, is, you know, rumored TDB of 125 watts. So they're going to take it to the limit. And the crazy thing is, it's 24 cores, 32 threads. And so that's, you know, we know now it's E cores and P cores, isn't it? So like the E cores is 16 and the P cores is 8. But even still, to get one chip to run to 6 or 8 gig out of 8 P cores is absolutely bonkers. So yeah, you'll need, it'll run hot as well, guys. Definitely. They've always, yeah. Intel have run hot for a while.
The more cores I keep putting in there, do you know what I mean? Just quickly, welcome in everybody. Shifty Hands, thank you for that raid, mate. I really do appreciate it. I hope you're well. Welcome in everybody. This is the podcast, Extreme PC UK. We talk about all sorts of games and PC hardware and everything really. Talking about dildos just now.
Yeah.
Scummy ones too.
Scummy ones. Oh, took it to the next level. Oh, dirty old pervert, Gray.
You're so wrong.
He's showing his experience here.
So what I was going to say about the 8 gigahertz. So
cheers for them bits, dude.
You buy a computer, you overclock it to 8 gigahertz, then you get a 4090, and then you house your entire computer inside a freezer. You'll be fine.
Yeah. It's Jammer said, my problem with the high heat is that, well, 90 degrees on a CPU is fine. Well, I'd like it a bit lower than that, to be fair. 60s, maybe. On a little bit of water cooling, maybe an all-in-one is fine. Yeah. But it brings temperature in my house, and I'm not ready for that. That's because you've got some massive, great heat sink on there. And it's just blowing heat out everywhere. Get a nice little water cooler, maybe a 240 rad. You'll be fine. Bring it down to like 60 degrees.
He'll save bills in the winter though, group. He'll save bills in the winter though, mate. He just needs to turn his heating off and his 4090 on. And
yeah, there's him and his missus and his cat, and they're all in front of his little computer, blowing the hot air on him. Oh my god, how funny! So the new people just came in. Yeah, we got a 24-hour scum server going. Shifty, Shifty, are you still here? I challenge you and your Twitch channel to a duel with our Twitch channel. We are the Extreme PC UK on our scum server. We've already built our base and we're ready to go. You can get your crew on and you can fight dead against us.
We will mess you up, man.
We will mess you up. We'll fire dildos at you all.
No, what we're going to do is going to herd a bunch of those the zombies that blow up and then just let them all loose in your
face. You know what? This is a good idea to get people on the server. What we could do is I could go around to all the Twitch streamers I know and say, you get your community on as a group. I'll have my community as a group. He can have his community as a group. And then we can have, like, people all over there having warfare. That'd be amazing. Shifty, if you haven't played Scum, mate, it's like DayZ, but a million times better. With all sorts of scoreboards and survival and base building. It's mad. Like, if you're up for it, we'd be down to get you on there and have a big group warfare.
You should practice up and then just let it loose at I-70.
Katrin just said some people in the scum server are now talking about raiding us.
Well, time to end the podcast, I guess, and go in.
Bring it.
Comics like, oh, imagine all the stream sniping.
Oh yeah, no. He's got a point. Good.
Right, let's move on. Gray, I believe you've got to talk about Skull and Bones again.
Oh god, I almost wish I wouldn't talk about this, but basically,
let's not then. Next,
they're going. Yeah, right. Yeah. They're going to delay the game again. Everybody was expecting it to be in November, or finally going. Oh,
because you can't get on the ship and fight someone.
That's right. 4 years, and we waited. And
did you hear his voice? Said it went all high pitched. Yeah. There, he got so annoyed with it.
Four years. So everybody figures, all right, November, that's it. It's coming out. We've already seen, you know, video and stuff on it and everything, gameplay, all that stuff. And we're like, all right, let's see what this thing's all about. No, March. And of course, they use the usual thing, like, well, the gameplay's done, but we want to polish it. I love when they say that. We want to polish it up.
Why are they polishing it? Is it because it's a turd? Is that why?
I don't know.
Yeah, but
can't polish a turd.
I hate when they say stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, you're polishing it, right? Okay, whatever.
Wasn't it supposed to release the same day like God of War Ragnarok, which probably is also something to do with it?
That's why.
But to go all the way to March is ridiculous. We waited long enough.
They was going to release it on the day of a game that everybody wants to play, so everybody's not going to play their game.
Now, wait, to make up the fact that it's not going to come out until March, they did say that they're going to have open beta before the new release date. So if that makes you happy, then wait a little bit and you can do the open beta before the March date. I believe it's March 9th. But I just thought it was just totally ridiculous and it's a joke already. It's like, I mean, I don't even want to play it anymore after I keep hearing all this garbage.
You'll play it. You're a Ubisoft
fan. It better be damn good. That's all I'm saying.
You know by now what we're going to expect from these sort of games.
We're already not expecting a couple of things. We've already heard things about how you can't kill anybody on the boat and it's just a cutscene all the time. That already is like this.
I've got a question for everybody. Nothing to do with Skull and Bones. Moving on. Because Skull and Bones, we think it's going to be poo now, I think. No fighting or anything. Well, I don't know. Let's see how it goes. Xbox Game Pass. There's loads of new games coming out on there, yeah? Mm-hmm. Has anybody played Let's Build a Zoo? Or has anybody got any interest in it?
I've seen it.
I have Planet Zoo, but that's not on the PC Game Pass, I don't think.
Never heard of it.
So the first thing I want to do is I want to get Gray to get up his Xbox Game Pass and just look at, it will be in the recent release bit, have a look at Let's Build a Zoo and let's see what he says.
Let's Build a Zoo, huh?
So this is something that
I'll bring it up.
I'm quite excited to have a go at this. It sort of reminds me of the original theme park, and it's got the graphics to match the original theme park.
You have not played that Planet Zoo, have you? Planet Zoo is pretty good, and it's what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about Planet Zoo.
Right, but
I'm talking about Let's Build a Zoo.
Yeah, let's find out here.
On Xbox Game Pass, check it out. It reminds me of Theme Hospital, the original. Theme Hospital.
Let's Build a Zoo.
Yoda, you just missed it. I was talking about someone shooting me in the foot earlier in Scum. We called you all sorts of names. So welcome in. Yeah, so it's called Let's Build a Zoo. It looks like the old theme park graphics, or Theme Hospital graphics from the originals. It's like an 8 or 16-bit like zoo building game. I wondered if anyone played it or anyone was interested in it.
They also have Let's Build a Zoo Dinosaur Island DLC. Ooh,
I didn't see that.
It just came out. 50% off. 15%.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
So the graphics are passable.
I mean, he's only saying that because last time I had a go at him and said, stop griefing all my graphics up,
no,
man.
No,
every
I'm
game
not
I talk about,
it,
you griefing the graphics is getting on my nerves.
No,
looks right.
I'm looking at it now. It's okay. I'm not overly thrilled with it, but it's okay.
Is this game anything any of you would play? Hans, would you play this? It's like a theme park.
Yeah, actually, would.
I'd take a wing at it. What the heck?
Do you know one thing I really do like about my ultra-wide monitor? I really like it when I play like a city builder or like a theme park builder, because you get so much more space on your screen.
Yeah.
At Stardew Valley, I can fit my cornfields and everything.
Optimized for ultrawide, it's a completely different experience.
Yeah, I haven't really found anything that's not optimized for my screen. All it does is it just looks at my screen as if it's a 34-inch normal ratio 16:9 monitor, and it cuts the top and bottom off.
I haven't had that, to be honest.
Why? It's not an ultra wide. It's an ultra wide you've got. So why does it recognize it as that?
Yeah, so mine's, I think it's 22:9. But for games that are like, if you was to go for, say, an indie game that hasn't got the amount of people that needs to get all these little bits done. Mm-hmm. I've had indie games before where what it does is it's 16:9. 22:9, is it? And then
you get the black bars every now and then.
No, and then it puts it 16:9. So no, I don't get the black bars. It just cuts the top of the screen off, because my screen, in theory, is a normal ratioed 16:9 screen with like 4 inches cut off the top. Do you know what I mean? We've had this discussion before. So what it does is it just centers that into the screen and cuts the top and bottom off. And that's how mine never has that problem. Whereas if you was on yours, because your screen's something like 275 million inches wide... Yeah, because you're compensating for something. Your one has to put black lines down the sides.
No, see, the thing is...
Otherwise, you've got like...
The game, right?
In that game there, you'd have like one little sheep and it'd be spread across like the whole screen.
That's something else.
Yeah, that's stretched. But we had the discussion earlier when you were gone. I mean, most games I play, I haven't run into that problem. Most single-player games are completely optimized for ultra-wide and super ultra-wide.
Yeah.
So,
I do prefer. I think I really do prefer. Like when this gimmick came out of having ultra wide screen because it looks nice, it was a good idea. But looking back now, I just think to myself, why did I go for an ultra wide when I could have had another real estate of like 3 or 4 inches higher on my screen? Why did I lose that for no reason? I should have just gone for a 34 inch monitor.
Every inch counts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look, it also depends on the kind of games you play. So if you play more competitive games... Look,
just for anyone listening, Ross is on the phone to his mum. Yeah, he's like, Mum, I'm recording. I've told you I'm recording. Stop ringing me when I'm recording.
You can't bother me every time I'm on. Come on.
She's inquiring about those dildo arrows.
Look at him laughing. Look, he's trying to ignore us.
You're not. I can hear you.
Mum, I'm doing a podcast.
Hey, Ross, Don, could you ask those guys where I get those dildo arrows from, please? Fucking what? Listen,
I found a con
Dad,
finger.
Get the crossbow out.
Oh dear.
I did mute up though.
Can you imagine the arrow drop of one of those things on there? It's just yeah, like this.
Shoot yourself in between the toes. Cat was saying there aren't any good 32-inch monitors back then. That is true, actually. 34 is also ultra wide. Yeah, there so mine's is, yeah. a 34-inch ultra wide. Yeah. 22x9, I believe it is. Where the normal ratio is 16x9, if I'm right.
Only 1x9, I think.
I don't even know if I'm right anymore. But, right, let's move on. Trev, I believe you've got something to say about a few things.
Yeah, and Mr. Gray will be happy about this as well. The guys at CD Projekt Red, a little bit of failure with Cyberpunk, and finally at the end getting into kind of playable state, they've decided that they're going to make another Cyberpunk sequel.
Oh,
but
wow.
Not only that, they're bringing out more DLC for it. Unknown dates, of course. They've decided as well that they're going to bring out a new Witcher trilogy and Witcher spin-offs. So they've actually got a bunch of stuff.
I haven't even finished a TV series yet.
Yeah.
Gotta watch it.
That is cracking. If you haven't watched it, people, watch the TV show because it is good.
No, I've watched about 5 episodes in the second season.
Oh, well, you're well in it.
I thought the first was better, but yeah.
I wish there was more fighting
back to back season 4 and 5 too. So it's going to go on for 5 seasons guaranteed.
Well, that'll keep you happy, Gray, won't it? New Witcher trilogy.
Yeah, I've read something about it before. I want to see. It's not going to have Geralt in it though. That's okay as long as it's good.
Why is it not going to have him in it?
Because they
fixed his story is over.
Right, exactly. His story is over, and now they're going on with other witches.
For the TV seasons.
It's a game, dude. They're talking about the games. So CD Projekt Red will make new Witcher games, but with following different Witchers, not Geralt. Geralt's done in their eyes. I think it's stupid, but whatever.
You know what happened? I'll tell you what happened right now, what that is. They'll do one game, they'll bring it out, and they'll have another Witcher with a different name. And then what they'll do, it'll be like the rebirth of Geralt again. And then next game will be like, we're back to him because that's what everyone wanted.
Or what'll happen is at the end of the first game, it'll have like guest star Geralt at the end. Oh,
yeah. Did you see at the end? There was a cutscene and he was sitting there in that bath again.
And he was there, right? The thing the thing that I care about is they keep on talking about the next gen graphics package for Witcher 3.
And of course,
they keep delaying it. Now they're saying, I just looked it up to be sure I was right about this. And they say it's still going to come out.
The graphics are pretty good on that game, though.
Sorry?
The graphics are already pretty good on that game, I thought.
Oh, no, they're going to be way better when this package comes out.
So if you haven't played The Witcher like me, I played it for a few hours where I went into the pub, I had a few games of that side game, what's it called? Gwent.
Yeah.
And then I went off and I killed the like ghost lady in the well.
Yeah.
And
that's
where I stopped.
Yeah, the whole game is fabulous, as we already know. Plus all the DLC is great. Even though the graphics were very good back then and still hold up, this is going to really be nice if they ever get it done.
Will they be able to be rendered this time?
We have an emergency. Can someone change the blue light, change the bulb to a red one? Because Irish Guardian said we're being raided on Scum right now. Wait a minute. Oh, look, he's put his red light on.
Have we got to music?
Cross lights. You don't have to put on a red light.
That's why his name's Ross Light. Light. We should have a strobe light going off. Like,
you should your people go and defend your base then, or are you going to leave Irish Guardian to roll alone?
No, we're nearly done. We're nearly done. So basically, has anybody got any questions right now? Or does everyone in the podcast and in the real world and
let's
listeners...
Let's go, let's go. Here it is.
Oh, no, he's just giving everyone epileptic fits there, like, with his strobe light. Who has a strobe torch? Only Grey would have a strobe torch. They've just passed the airport. So, everybody, have we got any questions?
Nope. You have to remember one thing real quick. You know Matt. That doesn't mean what he says is true. You know that.
No, but Kat's just come in. Yoda's said it, and so's Irish.
Uh-oh, we'll have no base.
Doesn't mean we're going to get raided. It just means everyone goes to the airport, man.
Yeah, but what if they've all got dildo crossbows? Trev's like, well, I'm definitely getting in there.
I'm getting on, mate.
Just give them a circle to aim at, it'll be okay.
Has anybody got any questions? Because if not, what we can do is we can call this and we can all get into the Discord. And if anyone wants to jump in, you're all ready to get in.
Tune in next week to find out if we get raided or not.
Yeah, tune in next week to find out we've all got purple tails. if no one's got any questions, that brings us to the end of the podcast. Are you all going to be jumping into the Discord channel in a minute?
Sure, I guess we'll get to see what's going on.
Yeah, Trev, you in?
I won't.
Don't know.
Well, jump in for a minute. And what we'll do is we'll just see what's on. And then we'll go from there. Right. I would want a big thank you. I'm really sorry as well to everybody that we haven't recorded for the last 3 weeks. I promise you, we do our best to get the podcast out on Thursdays. Unless it's something like the last Thursday, it's when I was really... Like, you lot could see how run down I was. I was like, look, I can't do this. I just got in the house, man. I'm battered. So I had to cancel it and go and do some other bits. Unless we really can't... Don't worry about the podcast going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. It's just that we've got a lot of stuff on that we're trying to juggle with everything. And apart from that, I want to say thank you to everyone that subs to me on Twitch and on Discord. If you want to get into our Discord, just go to extremepeaceuk.co.uk. And apart from that, cheers you lot for coming on. I'm going to jump into the Discord now. There won't be any outro music. It will just be all silent and eerie. I'm going to raid somebody else quickly so that we can send all of our viewers to another lovely streamer. Stick around to get 500 points. And apart from that, thank you everybody for coming in. We'll be live again next Thursday. I will see you all then. Cheers, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. 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 Bye.